Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the
old people well. This is Parker Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. It's September 24th, 2017. This is a three-hour live program, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwagi@sbcglobal.net. I want to welcome the new listeners, and of course, The following of having the privilege of being on RBN for 11 years. And I was the person in the United States that broke the, on the national stage, the chemicals in the water, chloramine, causing health damage, which I wrote in 2004. That's on the homepage of RBN, and you can read that as a cornerstone of the work that is coming to fruition and development of depopulation by the water and the laws and the medicine and biology. We cover all of that in our program, and we're not politically correct. And that being said, today's itinerary is that I've had many presentations that I've given to the United Nations. We've got amicus curiae briefs that I've written for water and medical cases, which I call a killing machine of the water and its processes. And the Supreme Court's going to be taking another case, and on their docket, I was just notified of that yesterday, concerning, there are 63 amicus curiae that are in the briefs that are about, I'm challenging four nations that have control of the water based upon Hillary Clinton's position of 2012, which is the water is a weapon, and that will go to the Supreme Court. That'll probably, it's a challenge for treason, and should, in other words, the legal question will be, should treason be implemented in the human physiology? In other words, you have treason that, that formats in terms of acts. And this is not a political basis. I think that the idea that the United States population keeps talking about other issues except the fact that you're not going to have a food source. You're going to have the taking away of your water rights. You're going to have a taking away of your food rights. You're going to have taken away of when you die. And in terms of the legal implications after you die. And the big question today, for instance, that is a survey that's done by Pew researchers and other researchers. They asked New Yorkers, about 3,000 New Yorkers, the following question. And what age would you like to be when you die? That's out of 3,000 people. So 4% said that they would prefer to die at 70, 22% to die by their 80s, 1% to die by their 60s, 39% to die by their 90s, 16% to die by when they become 100 years old, 15% said they did not know, and 2% preferred not to answer. Now, the reason this is an important important question, I've been talking about it on RBN, on Parker Pathways, for 7 years. Practically every show, I've been trying to tell you about the death panel and the process of it. Another determination of the metrics is that now you are to determine on the next go-around of Obamacare, because the death panel is still in force. Remember what I taught you. If it's not repealed by February 1st, 2017, by two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate, then it becomes solid law attached to the Constitution. But no one wishes to discuss, you'll notice, except traitors, in my opinion, in the Congress, who are hiding it and trying to work it around, trying to use the Obama's position that he had in the death panel, and that the inequality of social justice as to who lives and dies is part of the paradigm. Now, if you if you add this to for my agenda today, I'm on RBN. You and I are talking with each other. We're privileged to be here. But tomorrow morning, there are three cases. They come up against the German companies concerning the water determination, which is something that I started 10 years ago. And I was hoping that there would be more public that would come in and say, oh, no, you know, everybody just let it go. Water's a right. I have appetites to it and the whole process. You have nations, the United Nations, as this is Sunday. This is Sunday, September 24th. Before this day is out on the floor of the United Nations, it's going to be determined the formality of having the determination of the right to water and the right to food. And now, boys and girls, one of the things that comes out that goes on the floor and coming through, there'll be in the two law cases. One will be on federal court where you know, all the people stand around and let you do the work. They say, oh, can I come to court and watch the federal judges? No, you can't. And there are other reasons for it, because it's en banc. It's going to be the discussion. And what's the discussion? It's not only about the water and to the process of this, but the CEO of Nestle has stated and will declare and has already declared. It was declared on Wednesday of this week. The fact to own, they plan to put their program together to own the air which we breathe, which is the concept of corporations, of the ownership of air. Now, this is I've known about for some time, and but I've never pronounced it. I'll do it today because it's coming into the facets of it, the realities of the process. Of the ownership of the air is not a joke. The process of the air combined with the water is not a joke. The control of the food supply is not a joke. This is something, you think this is some kind of academic exercise maybe, but it always has been the process of Mr. Kissinger when he was in power, into the turn of the thing, and he started, it was always his edict that if you control the food, you control the people. And that is exactly, as we speak on air right this moment, that discussion of placing it on the table of the United Nations becomes formal. Now, guess who is involved in all three federal situations, one Supreme Court bump up to be taken by the Supreme Court, and two presentations in the United Nations. It's yours truly. Okay, you know, it's been that way since I've been on air. We've had a situation, and this is good, you know, in the standpoint, but I keep repeating, you might think that I'm kidding, but the thing comes down to, I never kid. That's the problem. Maybe I should, you know. The listeners say, oh, you know, that's too heavy. You know, the thing, you can't talk to your audience like that. And anything, and I usually say, the hell with you. The thing comes down to the fact, for too long, the public and the population of this country has been asleep, and they've let the people run the process of Soylent Green to become a reality. That's a science fiction film, all right, where future feud is human beings that are placed into a green cracker. Charlton Heston paid that. And the greatest prize in that film, Edward Gene Robinson, he played the role of the person who took care of the records, and his reward from the corporations was that he got a reward of an apple. An apple was one of the rarest things that you could have. Only corporate people could have showers. Only people in the film. Only the positive. Well, boys and girls, that goes on the United Nations floor today. And this is not at the point, and I'm deeply involved in it. My whole thing is personal, and I shouldn't even talk about it because I like the audience, I like the station, I like every, you know, in fact. But remember, I keep saying to my audience, you know, we've got how many people in this country? You know, we're hitting over 300 million, wherever the hell it is. And then we're getting soft soaped, you know. We got 18 million, what is it, 18 to 20 million some people that are illegal in the country and doing their screw job in terms of saying, well, I'm just paying my taxes. No, you're taking the concept of the process. Think about it. You have the process of saying that I have a right to water and I have a right to food. No, you don't. I faced Gorbachev at that meeting 7.5 years ago where the process was about the water and the water meeting with 8,000 people there, right? I mean, all the executive, all the government people. I sat next to the representative of the executive branch in that meeting and met the Saudi princes. They personally came. There are long limousines driving up to the big conflort and the whole process of the thing and, you know, offering $1 million in gold if they could solve the water problem to build their dairy farms in Saudi Arabia, and which they did. But it was always about life and death. And Gorbachev said, no, you don't own the water. So let's say you have come back in the process. There's there's cemeteries that are doing around November throughout the country, and the cemeteries, in order to get to the death penalty social acceptance, which obviously the society has accepted because no one's done anything about it. And to get back, 300 and some people, how many people in the country are standing up to be able to talk about it? Maybe a dozen. And we've had states who listen to Parker Pathways who people, they go to their city councils. Some have been arrested. Some, their farms have been burned down. They've had their cattle shot. They've had to process the thing, the water taking over and saying, well, we want the, under the guise of, we want your land to frack water systems in a different way. We're going to take your water. They say, well, I have my riparian rights. No, you don't. That's where it is in the real world. So take that whole process, you see, of what's going on. They have in the, throughout the United States, coming in around November, there will be what are called the ceremony of the De Los Muertos, which is the death face. And you bring your family to cemeteries, and you have something for the children, a folklore and dancing. You'll have Aztec drums. You'll have traditional lunch. You'll have the sugar skull decoration for children, which is the De Los Muertos, which is going to be the process of the determination of when you wish to die. Now, this is for children. And of course, this will be for the families in the process of it. No, this is not a joke. This has been going on. This has been planned, and the developmental system, which is placing in to take Henry Kissinger's act of the control of the food and the water, you control the people. He was always like that. He schooled Hillary Clinton in it. He skilled Bill Clinton in it. Oh, it's okay, because Kissinger was in detente. You give the Russians some munitions, they'll be nice to you. If you give them a process of the patents, which was one of mine, by the way, which I refused to give up, and I sold for $1 to an American Indian tribe in Colorado, and Kissinger is still pissed off at me. I get a note from him, it's Christmas time, even though this is Christmas, this is for the Jewish folks. You know, they're nice people if you work it the other way, so forth. He thought, oh, he'd get a nice note, you know. He's still pissed off at it, you know. And the thing is that the thing comes down to, as I told you the intro, and it, you haven't seen anything compared to what I'm going to present. Every show I present something, and I feel like I'm knocking on your window. Knock, 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 knock. I don't want to see you die at 60. I don't want the death panel author, Dr. Emanuel, say that you die at 75, which is in, you know, in my interviews with him, in the process of the Atlantic Monthly, where that was the title of his treatise. Now they've bumped it to 76. You know, the government's given you an extra year. But all this has to do with how you diagnose. This all has to do with the process of how you're treated in terms of a medical, the medical workup of the process of this. Now, the corporations have their meetings. They meet in Switzerland, American and European corporations, and the process of owning the air is very important because the formation of the of boundary lines in terms of where the earth is and how the different formation of countries and their boundaries are based upon the facets of survival for food and water. But it's not just to grow, you see. It's not just to grow. It's a question of food or to be access to it. That's why do you think I've talked about China buying countries? They buy countries so that they can have the water and their own people there to grow the food. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and thank you for listening to Parker Passwords.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Now, I want to take you, I want to take you back to the chloramine causes collateral health damage, which is on the homepage of RBN. And I appreciate the Nobel Prize Committee putting me on a list of 50 people that have been nominated for the health journalism. Five times, by the way, in 11 years. And that treatise is not just some expose. Keep in mind that the only reference that I put to the public, because I had hundreds and hundreds of references. I'd done all the research of the human studies that the government has done. Keep in mind that when I discuss these things, I'm talking about the United States government. We're not talking about some idle El Crapo corporation that had an IPO and then went to the Microsoft people and said, let's have a special platform of code just to determine how to meter the water. And, the CEO at the time said, that's a great idea. So he meets the president personally. I don't know, I think about $7 billion were exchanged. And, it was $7.2 billion. And, they didn't tell the public that until just now. And they said, well, we'll set this up so that we can meter human beings, which at that time was in the plan stage, but no one had wanted to take and put the codes together. Okay, with all that said, there's a sentence in the Chloramine Causes Health Damage, several of them in fact, but when I came on board to expose this on the national stage, the government was upset that I was talking about sperm destruction and in males, and some infertility chemistry in females. But I was already doing that. But to remind you, that was the government's own work. I mean, they knew that there was cancer going to be caused. Leukemias, which I researched, all the peer review, I did the medical record analysis. I talked to over 500 and some engineers before I ever put this together, handed all the material to the utility commissions that run the United States, and the outcome of that was for 11 and a half years, every month I was harassed by unions across the country, been given checks, new cars. I was offered a home, a ranch, you know, everything to shut up. The government said, well, since you're not going to cooperate, but yet you're one of us, and you should just come back to the fold and become an elite, you know. So I told them to go screw themselves. So the thing comes down to the fact they said, okay, we're going to take all the references off the medical shelves, and they did. They went through universities, took every possible reference they could, and took that away. All that being said, there's a sentence in there, which I say that chloramine, which is ammonia added to a nitrogen base, on the MSDS sheet, which is the material data data sheet, which shows you if a compound is caustic. It protects the workers. It's supposed to be under OSHA, and I think has skull and crossbones. So I'm on air, all right? John Stadmiller brings me on. I've never done a radio show in my life. I had no idea what to do except just to be myself, and I haven't changed a bit. I'm the same today as I was then, you know. naiveness comes in handy. So the government changed skull and crossbones to an X, and that's in the treatise. That's a very important statement. So people might think that X means that chloramine is okay, the chemistry, the trihalomethanes, the disinfectant byproducts for the human body and animals are okay. I mean, horses were dying at the time when I went on air, you know, that type of thing. Horse people take horseback riding, they take their own water with them, you know, tie it over the horse's neck so the horse can get a drink. When you come back from the break, it's 800-313-9443, we'll go into the excess of chloramine and what that means for you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And thank you for listening. And before the break, I was mentioning chloramine caused health damage, which was featured on the homepage of Republic Broadcasting Network. And it's been translated into several languages. And the process of the chloramine itself, which is really dose-related. Now, keep in mind, as I point out, there should have been riots of millions of people in this country over chloramine. But you see, the infrastructure was old. The money being placed by Congress was being used inappropriately. Obama's favorite trick was, you know, to put money out there for the infrastructure for the pipes, but then take the money back and reshuffle it, and then that was the beginning of partnership agreements, the PPPs. They have public-private partnerships for money that would be given to unions and political hacks to develop skyscrapers or tunnels or process, you know, that would be developed. Maybe Corsair technologies that were involved to make like tunneling and superseding sewer pipes with inflatable plastic, things of that kind. But the thing is that the skull and crossbones was the MSDS sheet indicator before 1994. Of course, the research on human beings, that bothers me too, that people just don't seem to pick up on the fact that the government's been experimenting on the United States population since the Second World War. They also experimented in Britain in the same way, France the same way, on the use of chloramine. And but keep in mind that, of course, these are the human studies, you know, with real people, and they got cancer and so forth. You know. And of course, the EPA said in 1998 that if water disposal plants did not add chloramine to the water, why, then they'd be fined $10,000 a day. Now, a lot of those studies on the humans had already been done and sanctified, the skull and crossbones was there because it's poison, you see, and the people, the preparations on a skull and crossbones or chloramine reads, quote, substances and preparations which in low quantities cause death or acute or chronic damage to health when inhaled, when swallowed, or absorbed through the skin. And that's the more important one because that's where the shower head people were very busy. They copied the Germans on that one, the United States did, because, you know, they have the fake shower situation in the kilns to kill people. And no one denies that, but that's highly advised. You know, in fact, some of that information is kept as secret as high as the level of the Blue Book, you know, for unidentified objects that people couldn't, you know, they didn't want the government to tell the people. But the thing is that's the reality of it. And so it's dose-related, so it was all done by eye at the time. And somebody in a disposal plant would have a sack of ammonia pellets, and you know, the way it went. But now, of course, it's highly regulated. It's the reason these people want to invest, for instance, in satellites and flying to other planets, and ideas is really for satellite monitoring of the Earth and to monitor the water, because that's how they plan to control the population. And nobody denies it. I'm going to be talking about it later in my three-hour program today. So keep in mind now, until I came up, and this is another thing that's it's always bothered me, but I'm not complaining. I was only one of three people in all the millions of people in this country that had the guts to expose this medical platform. And the only reason that I happen to be the wrong rock to step on is because Uncle Sam I've been involved in real world projects, you know, to review them, and Uncle Sam does that. They give it to me to review, and I mean, I've been there. Wait, I'm a real knowledge engineer, you know, and that's not a made up term, you know. So the whole thing is that they knew I knew. And that's why I'm still alive. I believe it's because I'm on air. People know it, and I keep talking. We've got law cases all over. Now we have them all over the world. Parker Pathway law cases in other countries. One's coming up in China in about a month. And the Chinese are very upset because they've been killing off their population with chloramine for years. And the thing is that, so I show up, and so 2 weeks after I show up on RBN 11 and a half years ago, they changed the MSDS to an X. Now, an X is important for you to know because I've talked about it, but I want to redo it today because that's going to come up in the World Court and on the Supreme Court case and on the United Nations floor tomorrow. So, because I'm the only one that exposed it. Just think about that. You have, again, I keep coming back to it. It just is a personal thing with me that there are 300 to 400 million people out there. Nobody seems to give a damn. You know, well, you're going to kill my baby. Why do you want my baby to be born, you know, healthy and anything? Well, that was dispelled a long time ago. So... What were they? Chemicals. I was in an infant today. I've talked about it on several of my programs extensively, in fact. The 287 toxic compounds in a neonatal birth for 95% of the babies born in this country. And that comes under the first X. So the first X means... And this has to do with chloramine, and this is exactly what it is. It's a non-corrosive substance that perforations through prolonged and repeated contact of the skin of the mucous membrane, and then this gets into the, it may cause inflammation. Now, this is what's called just a basic irritant, and that's what the X means by that classification. Now, most physicians, when they review on their medical testing, they get away with it, like, you know, I've talked about the public health doctors having a voice vote, saying, well, there are no adverse effects that are that dangerous. You know, and they're still saying that to this day, even though chloramine itself in the drinking water has a kill rate of 23%, right now, there are over 8,000 disinfecting byproducts and trihalomethanes from chloramine. When I started, there were only 900. The laws and regulations that have been passed for in Obamacare for use of chloramine as a killing agent is implemented within the chart, and of how IPAB from Health and Human Services talks to the other scientists. So the other X definition that pertains to chloramine is called for harmful. Now, harmful means that if you took a shower, for instance, and you inhaled or absorbed through the skin, you could have the possibility of death or acute or chronic damage, which is absolutely true. And the thing is, it comes down to the fact that when you're breathing the mist from the shower, you are putting the process of putting this into the lungs, which also goes to the red cells, which I've talked on many shows about the chemistry of the red cell, how you test for it, what the determination is of your upper tibia to determine the bone marrow expiration, to determine the megalocyte and its development to a stem cell. That's how I got into the stem cell research, is the fact that you know, determinations, because people were not getting their tissue transplants taken, even though they had an immunological profile of the Ig, interglobulin profile of A, B, F, and G. So the protein moiety was not connecting in the immunological system, and the organs were not taking. And so this is how it led to that second X. The third X on chloramine has to do with sensitizing and inhalation and sensitized directly by skin contact. Now, the definition of the third X is the substances that are inhaled, they penetrate the skin, and they're capable of eliciting an action which is called hypersensitization. Now, as soon as so that if you have further exposure, you see, the characteristic adverse effects are produced. And that's the actual definition of that third X on chloramine. So what you have here, what you have here is that the medical profession, in my fourth year on RBN, met the Academy of Sciences, met and says, "Well, we can't shut Dr. Parker up, but we can say that we can change the definition of hypersensitization," which they did, and they changed the definition so it would protect chloramine and its killing effects. And that's the truth of it. I'm using the correct sentence, the killing effects. Now, on the X, depending, you have categories. In other words, sensitizing by skin contact has a category called XI, which is for one of the X's, XN for one of the X's. XI has three different toxic definitions for X, for chloramine. So you have skin absorption, which is not your mom and pa's skin absorption. In other words, what you're doing, this is why I keep coming back to the cosmetic industry and the cosmetic toxicology, because women want to stay good looking and with their skin and keep their self esteem and to work it through. And my answer to females that keep into the cosmetic toxicology, avoid what it is. They just look at what the look is. They don't realize what they're absorbing. And particularly when you use water in the determination of this. And Starbucks, for instance, when I talked about where does the water come for, in terms of making the coffee, Starbucks, personally contacted me. They've contacted me over a period. I've been on the air for 11 and a half years. I think they've contacted me four times. You know, stop talking like that. You know anything? You're hurting our sales. And I say, well, what happens if a pregnant mother comes into your shop? Are you, you don't have any. Everybody talks about, oh, we got to tell everybody the calories. Well, that's a bunch of BS. The calorie content is not determination in the terms that people think it is. The energy cycle, the concept of calories is based upon a laboratory answer, not the body answer, which has to do with the brain, the dopamine, the serotonin levels, the dopamine-acetylenes, which are all promoted by different forms of chemistry that's added to the drinking water. You know, as I say in my intro music, wake up, everybody. You know, wake up, everybody. And, of course, I come back to my little private beef. Then I'm only about seven people in the United States of America that goes in front and files in courts, puts together, challenges the medical profession, and tries to knock on your window to wake you up. Because if you look at what's going on in terms of the categories of what's carcinogenic for the X, there are three categories, category one, category two, and category three, which is called the XN, which is a sensitizer. From the chloramine. Now, the definition is substances and preparations which they are inhaled, ingested, or if they penetrate the skin may induce cancer or increase its incidence. And therein lies the RNA interference, which is the original work that I did, which other people had picked up on a few weeks ago and said that they thought that they had discovered gold by the way they wrote the prologues. Those prologues were written by me 11 years ago in the medical system. So, but I don't care, you know, I'm not complaining. I mean, anything, but let's say that you have an X which depends on the category of mutagenic. In chloramine causes health damage, I don't hold back. It's mutagenic and genotoxic. I'm clear. Anything is in the process. Do you know how many, In the Nobel Prize Committee, you know why they nominated chloramine cause health damage as a health journalism system, which I didn't know existed, by the way. Number one, that sentence, which I use in that chloramine cause health damage, is going to be still nominated for a real Nobel Prize, I understand, a couple of years from now after everybody proves that everybody's dying, you know, indirectly and directly in the real world. I put in there the sentence, which is what the government's asking us to do as humans is to be our own processing plant. That sentence. And number two, when I presented to the world stage the concept of bioaccumulation and relationship, that word in terms of the toxic entity and etiology to be used in forensic science in courts. Yeah, so which was something I wasn't expecting, and that's a good thing. So, being an expert witness and a master witness, and the ladies are all upset with me because I call myself what I am, which is a master expert. You know, the jurors, they're all upset. You'd be shocked how women are so sensitive. Oh, I'm such a chauvinist. I think when I went on the air first in the RBN, they called me a chauvinist. And at first, you know, I thought I'd be nice. So I emailed back. I said, well, and then they called. I said, oh, well, I didn't even know the ladies, you know. I said, well, listen, sweetheart. And I called sweetheart, you know, and that made it worse for this poor woman. But the thing is, I said, listen, you're out there hustling some guy, and you come in, you want to be happy and have a husband or not have a husband and a boyfriend so you can get pregnant, and you talk about his sperm, and you talk, I want a fertile, strong man. I don't want a weak man. And they used to put these sentences at me, and I said, well, listen, you better ask, you know, what he's drinking, because his sperm's affected. Well, we're going to come back at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443. Because we're not done. We'll see you then.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And before the break, we were discussing the X on the MSDS sheet for chloramine caused health damage, which was on the homepage of RBN. And don't be bashful about emailing or sending or printing or doing what you need to do, because you know, your knowledge base is beyond knowledge at this point. In fact, knowledge is turning out to be academic at this point. For RBN listeners, knowledge is everything. And the thing is that the X has another classification category, which is called mutagenic. In other words, you can have mutations from the chemicals that are produced from chloramine, and also what are produced inside your body, and that's where I come in as well. And I've done many shows on this. I've even had on my program, I've even given the protocols, because I'm licensed in that field in medical clinical science, and the idea of the test to order and how to work it through, so you can determine what type of toxins that are being made as a secondary disinfectant inside your body. You know, if you have, for instance, you have 287 contaminants in a newborn is born, you know, as it is now, it's not isolated by if you're black or white or American Indian or what it is. This is another objection I have. The black presentators on television or movies or movie stars, they think they know something. You know, about it. Well, I've been disadvantaged into the whole process of things. They don't realize, they don't understand that, and I don't expect them to, actually, because you have to be touching base with that knowledge. But many of the advances of the blood and toxicity have been started and developed, and good antibiotics have been developed, and good drugs have been developed as a result of ethnic groups that have a darker skin, because the darker skin was on this earth was a protection, and that protection is being sourced out. It may be the answer to cancer one day. No one has disadvantaged anyone. They've disadvantaged themselves, which is why, in their head, they don't understand that mutagenic and genotoxic have tremendous implications for the water. Think about the people that are on trial in Flint, Michigan, for involuntary manslaughter to try to get it to a misdemeanor to handle the water. That should have been done years ago. There are over 200 cities that anybody knows about that are worse than Flint, Michigan. So you have the next category that pertains to that subject of the X on chloramine, that what chloramine causes. This is not academic. You know, it's called a toxic for reproduction. And the three categories. And if you inhale or ingest or penetrate the skin, you can have an increase of what are called non-inheritable adverse effects in the progeny, and either male or female reproductive functions and capacity. That's the whole thesis right there. I'll thank you for listening to the first hour of Parker Pathways and the second hour of Parker Pathways, 800-313-9443. And we're going to proceed onward with this very serious reproduction and death of the population of the earth as implemented through the water, and what's called a water emblem discussion on the UN floor with Parker Pathways in the UN presentation on this week. We'll see you in the next hour of Parker Pathways.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.